My anti-relationship with the Eternal City began by accident. I never burned for Italy the way so many others do. I never imagined idyllic afternoons, lolling supine beneath a vine-strung pergola, chatting in a foreign tongue to new friends. And I never bought into all those stories about the irresistible charm and sexual dynamism of that mythical creature, the Italian male. Instead, more than 20 years ago, a friend invited me on what was her dream holiday, not mine. She planned every detail, researched every facet. I never so much as glanced at a guidebook. But we both knew I needed that trip even more than she did. Staggered by the recent death of my brother, I landed in Italy and proceeded to ignore the place along with everything I was feeling. Then, one afternoon, alone in a cafe near the San Lorenzo Market in Florence, I met a beautiful, and it must be mentioned, non-Italian man who invited me to a dinner party in Fiesole, a village along a winding road, high above the city, the house just a stone's throw from the birthplace of Galileo. That gathering became the eventual memory upon which I would later impulsively quit my job, sell my possessions, and pack my bags to construct a life abroad. It wasn't the bougainvillea dangling above the doorframe that did it, or the homemade fettuccine, fresh fennel, raisins, and cream. Nor was it the view of Florence glittering below, those overly romanticized Tuscan hills unfurling in the distance. It wasn't even the glorious golden light that gave way to the rising mist as evening suddenly surrounded us. It was the half-Puerto Rican, half-Trinidadian graffiti artist from the South Bronx. It was the guy, not Italy. And it was the two of us wandering off, following a path of tangled rosemary and lavender to lie together on the still warm stones beside the swimming pool, the distant conversations and laughter from the party punctuating our first kiss. And it was the next morning, waking in a Renaissance palazzo, spray cans scattered on the floor near the mattress where we'd slept, the walls of the room bombed with so much graffiti that I might have been in a New York subway. Looking back, I recalled the evening with that particular man as one of the first times I forgot, if only for a few moments, to be devastated about my brother. As a result, the memory of Italy was forever intertwined with that reprieve. It became for me a landscape offering sex and solace, and roads as yet untraveled.